Welcome back. As you have seen, the four personal best directions are linked to success, health, relationships, and spiritual growth. To be a powerful queen or king, you will activate each of these directions to create success, a healthy long life, great relationships with your life partner, advisors, family, friends, and clients, and the kind of personal growth that inspires you and may even make you an inspiration for others. If you can, please look at the cards you received with this recording. Each individual card has a number associated with its direction, a geometric shape, and a color that are the basic activators for that direction. For example, the card for North has a number 1 on it. It has a wavy or asymmetric shape on it, and the color blue and black. These are the form and frequencies of water, the element that activates the North. Northeast has a number 8 on it, and a square shape, and has earth tone colors on it. These are the form and frequencies of earth, the element that activates the Northeast. You will use these cards to activate the flow of positive energy to fulfill choices you intend to create in your life. Here's how. Pick out the one card that is assigned to your success direction. For example, if you have a personal energy number 4, the chart in your manual shows your success direction is North. So go find a card that has North on it. If you have a personal energy number 7, the chart shows you success direction is northwest. So find the card with the northwest direction on it. There are two approaches you can follow. Let me describe both. Here's the first approach. On your card, write a big goal, the main intention you choose to create in the area of your success in life. For example, a client of mine was an artist, struggling to get her career going. On her success card, she wrote, "I now choose to enjoy financial success and fame as an artist, with my paintings selling in galleries throughout the US. After writing one big or more general intention, select 3 smaller intentions. 3 things that you choose to attract to you in the area of success. Each of these goals will lead toward the fulfillment of your bigger intention. You can think of these 3 goals as a minimum goal, a target goal, and an outstanding goal. In example of my artist client, her minimum goal was to have a dedicated studio outside of her home and have a teacher working with her weekly. For her target goal, she established the intention to have an art show with 10 of her paintings at a gallery in her hometown by the end of the year. Her outstanding goal was to place her work in 20 private collections around the world by the end of the following year. She wrote her major intention and her 3 goals on her success direction card, which was the West card, and placed it with one of her paintings in the West direction of her painting studio in her house. Within 2 weeks, she had attained her minimum goal by sharing a studio owned by a well-known area artist and art teacher who agreed to work with developing her skills. Right away, she was able to start working on preparing paintings for her art show. Thomas has a personal energy number 9. His success direction is East. He currently works for a company that produces lawn furniture. He's doing okay financially, but believes he can do more for his company and for himself if he could increase his career and financial success energy. So he took out the East card and wrote for his biggest intention. I, Thomas, am successful in my career as a product development specialist and enjoy abundant wealth flowing to me for my creations. Notice that his writing states his intention as if it is already being experienced. This helps communicate the ideal message to the mind and the universe. He then wrote his three other intentions. Minimum goal, I have completed my product development proposal to my company. Target goal, my development proposal is accepted, and I'm working on creative designs. Outstanding! My income has increased by 50% by the end of the year, and my design project is into the first production phase. I am making twice my normal retirement investments. Do you get the idea of creating a more general intention for your card and then breaking that into the three other intentions? Since each intention is important, please take your time determining what you choose to attract into your life. If you have no idea of what you would like to create in your life, give it some thought. The second approach to filling out these cards is to write on the card your lifetime goal in the area of financial and career success, and your three most important goals of the year in that area. Either approach can generate stunning results. So far, I've described how to fill out the activator card for your best success direction. You'll follow the same procedure with the activator cards for your health direction, relationship direction, and spiritual growth direction. For example, if your personal energy is 5 and you're male, you will find that your health direction is west, your relationship direction is northwest, and your spiritual growth direction is southwest. Select cards for those directions for each one, and consider what your overall goal is, and what your three most important goals are for the year. Or if you follow the first approach, establish your general goal or intention for each, and then find three additional intentions you choose to fulfill. One that is your minimum goal, one that is your target goal, and one that is an outstanding goal. When you have created your four activator cards, create a similar set for your office space that reflect business success, business health, business relationships, and business growth. For example, a goal for business success might be a revenue number or profit target, or development of international distribution and sales. An example of business health might be a positive culture, health and energy levels of the employees, or the attainment of greater safety levels and standards. An example of business relationships could be 10,000 new customers in your database, or positive exposure on television and radio, or having your story told by a major magazine. An example of business growth can be in the area of greater focus and concentration on growing the business, or doing staff development days each quarter, or attracting a mastermind group, or having a discussion group focusing on bringing principles of trust and soul-centered business practices. When you have filled out a set of cards for activating your home, and a set of cards for activating your office, be sure to sign and date each card. Ideally, I recommend you then display each card in a gold frame in its proper direction. Put each in place where you will be able to see it during the day. If you feel a need to keep these more discreet or personal and away from where others can read them, you can place each in an envelope with the activator card facing out towards you when the card is set out, either on the wall, behind a picture, or on a table surface. The next step is to find images that represent this activation for you. You can find images in magazines or on the internet. For example, if you have a certain professional career in mind, find an image of someone who represents a successful career in this field. If you want to be recognized as a great scientist, then find an image of a person like Albert Einstein and place it next to or on your activation card. You could write, "I'm a great scientist who betters the world with my research." If you want to create a great relationship and you write on your card, "I am in a great relationship with the love of my life," then next to your card, you could place an image that touches your feelings of tenderness towards others. You might choose an image of a long-lasting relationship, like a loving couple, and make it one that lived happily ever after. Don't activate with images of love that is unrequited, unhealthy, or doomed like Romeo and Juliet. To activate your health direction, place an image next to your card that represents one or more of the things you want to accomplish. If you want to start exercising or eating better, find an image of a person working out or eating healthy food. If you practice Spring Forest Qigong, place something with its logo here. Activate your spiritual growth the same way. Write your general intention and your three other intentions for your own spiritual growth, and find images to represent your intentions. For example, I had a client who wanted to begin more spiritual practices to improve his feeling of connection with God. For one of his intentions, he decided to attend regular Bible study sessions at his church. So when he wasn't reading his Bible, he set it by his cart. He also decided to begin a regular meditation practice, so he placed his activation card in the lap of a statue of a monk sitting in meditation. Next to that, he had an image of Jesus kneeling in prayer and a book on happiness by the Dalai Lama. When you have completed your activation cards and gathered your representative images, you are ready to place your activations. Your personal energy number defines the directions from which the flow of qi comes to you to support your personal success, health, relationships, and spiritual growth. To get the greatest benefit from your feng shui activations, you will display each of your four cards in its correct compass direction. Although I suggest you hang your activations in the bedroom and office, you can also put your activations in any room you spend more than 5 hours in a day or night, but not in a bathroom or a kitchen. These rooms are considered waste rooms because of the flushing and draining energy they represent. Even if you love to cook or relax in a hot bath, when you activate energy in these rooms, it will all flow down the drains. To find the right area of the room you choose to activate, grab your compass and follow these steps. First, stand in the center of the room. Now look at your compass. The floating colored arrow points to magnetic north in your room. From this center point, lay out the 8 directions in your room. As you know, 4 of these directions in every room are very fortunate for you, and those are your best directions based on your personal energy number. Activate them. Place your activation cards and images with intention in your 4 best directions. Say the statements on your cards out loud and visualize yourself in your images as you place your activations. These cards and images will send messages 24 hours a day to the universe and to your non-conscious mind that this is your intention for the life you are choosing to create for yourself. Feng shui is like a form of acupuncture of the home. By activating an area, a flow of energy starts to spread through your body, mind, and soul, since you are part of one unified field of universal energy. What you activate outside of you will also be activated inside of you, and you will attract more success in your career, health, relationships, and spiritual growth by activating your 4 success directions. Now let's go through the basic steps to start your journey with Feng Shui. The first step that I mentioned earlier in this program is to position yourself as a king or queen in your home. This means prepare your castle by cleaning out clutter and cleaning the floors. Make the windows crystal, silver and gold sparkle. Wipe the dust and clean the floor. Remove dead plants and dried flowers and replace them with fresh bouquets if you choose. The second step we discussed was to sit on a strong, high-backed chair with support. The third step is positioning yourself so that you can see the incoming flow of energy and people through the door to your home, room, or office. The fourth step is to position yourself when you sleep. What I mentioned earlier included the suggestion that you have a wall or screen or room divider behind you, and make sure you can see when anyone enters through the door. There are several additional steps to add regarding the position of your bed and desk that I'll cover in just a moment. The fifth diamond feng shui step to activate the flow of energy in your home and your life is placing your activation cards. Once you have looked up in your manual to discover your personal best directions, then you must select the appropriate activation cards that represent each of your four best directions and use them to activate each direction to get the energy flowing to you. Take some time to set your intentions, the goals you have for the life you are choosing to create. Think about what you want to achieve in each of the four life directions and write your intentions on the activation cards that match your personal best directions. Feng Shui has no judgments about your intentions. It is a tool that helps you to turn on the laws of attraction and manifestation. Feng Shui doesn't tell you what to wish for. That is up to you alone. I recommend you start by activating your four best directions in your bedroom. The advantage to placing activations in your bedroom is that they can work on your non-conscious mind, sending the right messages to your mind and to the universe while you sleep at night. You will find that you receive dreams and morning insights about how to accomplish your intentions. Use your second set of cards to activate your workspace or office to create more success in your career and more income for yourself. Now that we have covered the first five steps in your Diamond Feng Shui program, the next step takes your new knowledge of your personal energy number even further. Here you consider how you can position your bed to sleep in a good direction and position your desk to face in a good direction when you work. This can have an amazingly powerful effect right away in your life. Let me explain how. Stand behind your desk and check the direction with a compass to see if the direction you face toward when sitting at your desk or computer screen is one of your four best directions. This is because when you are awake, you benefit from facing your personal best directions. As you sleep, if possible, the crown of your head should point toward one of your best directions. In other words, the headboard of your bed should be on the wall of one of your four best directions. A business owner in Europe wanted to retire and asked me to consult on the feng shui of his home and office to attract the right opportunity for selling his two businesses. He had tried to find the right people for more than 2 years. Within 2 months of changing his bed position at home and his desk position in his business, he was offered 5 times the amount his businesses were worth. He happily sold them and started to live a new life. A client in San Francisco changed his bed position to his success direction, and the next week he received a job promotion that doubled his income. A client in Europe wanted to quit her job at the bank and start her own business. 6 weeks after changing her bed direction, She received 2 years' salary as severance pay from the bank and was able to start her own business with the money. As often as possible, try to face your best personal directions. If you can do this at night and during daytime, you will be more connected with the flow of qi that is favorable for you and attract more good luck in your life. Your focus will be clearer and your inspiration and decisions will come easier. I have consulted on the feng shui of people all over the world, with different religious backgrounds, in all levels of society, and connected with many different industries and occupations. Each time, I have seen the amazing effects. But you need to be clear about what you are choosing to create in your life, so that your message is clear to the universe. Let's explore how to make sure you are as clear as possible when activating a greater flow of qi into your life with the principles of diamond feng shui. I'll describe key ideas for each of the four directions. When placing the activation card in your success direction, I suggested earlier that you consider gathering images to enhance the goal you are intending to create. Images get you thinking about what you are choosing for yourself and how your choices may have changed over the years. When you see them, you can know if these results are really what you want for yourself. The immediate benefit is to enhance your personal feelings about success. Then a chain of synchronicity puts your intentions in motion. Fortunate coincidences start to happen, like an old friend calls you out of the blue and puts you in touch with exactly the right information you need. I had a client who felt he was not paid well enough for a contract, so he chose to quit. 2 days later, his boss called him and promised to double his salary if he completed the contract. This was exactly the goal he wrote in his activation. He wanted to be paid double, but he wanted to keep working for someone as nice as his boss. So he did, and everyone got their needs met. When you take the time to truly understand your needs and desires and ask for support you feel you need, the universe responds with energy and fresh ideas to fulfill your needs. There is always a positive flow coming to you. As you learn to direct it with diamond feng shui practices, the results will seem like magic. The universe takes over your public relations and puts you in the flow of the right connections at the right time. An example of this kind of synchronicity happened to me. You are listening to me on this recording because I wrote in my transformation book all the positive results I chose to create in my life and placed it in my success area. This course was one of those intentions I placed there. And sure enough, at the gathering in the home of Jack Canfield, co-creator of the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, I met one of the owners of the Learning Strategies Corporation. The connection was instant. On a regular basis, as I add new goals, people and resources come my way, and my ideas manifest without a necessary effort, because the flow of qi is activated in my home and office. Let me give you a special diamond tip, a secret that helps boost the results you create in your success direction. I suggest creating a book of life transformations where you write in the information of the activations you are placing. As the results are produced, you can make note of the time that they arrive. Make sure this book has a beautiful cover and place it in your personal success direction to activate your success most easily. Activating your health direction establishes a better standard of life that you are choosing to create for yourself. The first step to activate your health is to clean and clear your personal health direction in your bedroom, your living room, and office. You can't have any chaos or clutter in that area, as these represent toxins and fat that you're holding onto in your body. If you have a bookcase in your health area, get rid of books you don't need anymore and create some extra space for new information and new awareness of health coming into your life. Make sure the books that remain are clean and without dust. Place a message to the universe in your health direction about what you want to improve about your health. When I was young, I had a hawk nose and was very frustrated about this, as I felt it looked very ugly. I started using the mirror that was hanging in my personal health area in the northwest of my bedroom. Then every day, I touched my nose and said how good-looking I was and what a beautiful nose I had. My feng shui master suggested I hang an image of what I saw as a beautiful nose. My parents would never give me permission for plastic surgery, since they didn't have any money for this. About 9 months after doing this exercise, I needed to have surgery on my sinuses. An accident 10 years earlier had made my nose grow wrong inside and blocked my sinus passages. When the doctor looked at me, he said he felt that I was frustrated about my nose and how it looked. This was obvious, because my hair was so long in front of my eyes to prevent people from seeing my eyes and nose. I told him that I was self-conscious about my nose, and he said he would do me a favor and reshape my nose while he did the sinus surgery. The cost wouldn't even show up on the insurance, because it only took 5 more minutes to create a beautiful nose for me. So it happened. And I got the nose I always dreamed of, without paying anything. I knew I attracted this doctor because of my personal health feng shui. My bad headaches left me, and my confidence surged. Although no one seemed to notice my new nose, feng shui had worked to put me in the right place at the right time, with the right people and resources for my choice to be fulfilled. When you activate your health direction, expect that you will set off a chain of positive events that will lead to your better health. You will get the number of a new doctor who is just what you wished for and who will help you heal better than your previous doctors. On your way, you will find the right diet, or someone will tell you about a great supplement. Perhaps you will find a book about someone who had your exact symptoms and was cured. And this restores your hope for recovery. Activating your relationship romantic direction will increase your awareness of what you choose to create in this area of your life. Perhaps you have lived with or without a partner. Before moving forward, this is your opportunity to stop and think seriously about what is ideal for you. Remember, feng shui is not about judging you for what happened in the past or for what you have attracted to you in the present. Diamond feng shui provides the energetic clarity and support you need to accomplish whatever you choose now. An art director client of mine in San Francisco asked me to consult with him to improve his feng shui. I noticed that in his personal relationship area in every room, he hung paintings of his own creation, of a naked woman turning her head away from the people in the room. I asked him if he had a hard time in dating ladies. He said he did, and that he was surrounded by beautiful actresses, but no one was interested in him. Even though he was very good looking, he told me he was hopeless when it came to romance, and wondered how I knew. I told him that he had surrounded himself with ladies that looked away from him. I asked him to remove all of those paintings immediately, and said it's better to hang nothing than an image that doesn't reflect your intentions. Replace inappropriate images with images that represent what you want. He thought for a few minutes and told me he wished to have 3 dates a week, Since he hadn't been on any dates in years, he had some catching up to do. He was a little bit surprised at himself and was expecting my judgment. I told him, if that is what you choose to have, that is okay. I suggested that he paint a man with three women around him, taking care of him and cuddling him. So he did. And after 6 months, he reported the ladies were coming to him and asking him for dates. After a year, he called me and asked me if he could change his feng shui because he wanted real romance. I told him, you are the creator of your life. Paint what you wish. He painted the romantic scene of a couple in love. Soon after, he met the love of his life and got married the very next year. As an artist, he painted images of his life's choices. But you will be equally and dramatically as effective when you write them or add writing to the images you place. When you activate your personal relationship direction, you participate in a chain of events that will lead you toward the fulfillment of your intention. For example, someone will call you to go to a party. Perhaps an old friend from your past calls and tells you about looking everywhere to find you and is still very fond of you. Or some friends may stop calling you because they no longer represent the level of friendship you expressed in your relationship activations. Maybe your spouse brings you a gift you wished for and has a great idea for a vacation you always dreamed of. You see your relationships improve, change, or slip gently out of your life in a pleasant way. Then new people start arriving in your life, or old friends return. A rock and roll star I worked with had an image of four friends getting drunk and singing in his personal relationship direction in his bedroom. I pointed this out to his wife and asked if that is what he typically did. She told me that's all he does when he's on the road with his three other band members. They sing and get loaded, and between tours, they play golf and drink whiskey. I said, so he's never there for you? She said, you're right, he isn't. For 40 years, his friends and band members are always together drinking and singing and having a great time. I asked her to remove this painting and hang an image of romance in her bedroom. Several months later, I learned a rock and roller was getting sober. He took several trips with his wife and asked the other members to focus the next tour on health. On their next world tour, they all had health practitioners with them. They ate organic foods and they all got even more satisfaction. When you activate your spiritual growth direction, you will become aware of the kind of person you want to be. Perhaps you have been full of stress over the last years, and you are becoming aware that this is no longer how you choose to live. If you never have time for yourself and for what really matters to you, this is an opportunity to transform your life. Perhaps you feel that you need to take a sabbatical and write that book you always wanted. In your personal growth direction, place your activation card with your wishes and become aware of what you always wanted for your spiritual growth. This can be reading time, time to study, time to relax, or time to meditate. What time do you need to become a better person, more conscious of your life? When you activate your spiritual growth direction, you might attract information about the new spiritual development class in town. Perhaps you will have the opportunity of paid company sabbatical time to receive support while you write your book or pursue other goals. Always activate the four best directions of the major breadwinner first, because he or she is bringing in the flow of money. If someone in your family has a health problem and you don't, activate their personal health area first and yours later. Activate every child's four best directions in their bedrooms. In your living room, place an individual image of each child in their personal success direction, so they are all activated for the best flow of energy. Isn't this exciting and wonderful? A whole world of possibility just opened for you to enhance your good fortune. Let me give you a taste of what's coming up in the next levels, where you can amplify the power that you activated with what you learned in this recording. Remember the 8 directions? Each one of them represents special values. The Southeast, for example, represents financial abundance. Guess what? If you're fortunate enough to have Southeast as your success direction, there is a way to boost your success and financial abundance even more. This is a double lucky strike for you. But what if the Southeast is not your success direction? Well, there are special ways to activate that direction so that it is the next best thing. Isn't that exciting? You also learn how the placement of a sofa in your living room can completely stifle your life, and why a painting of the ocean in your bedroom can cause emotional distress. Have you ever walked into a place and felt negative vibes? I'll tell you specifically how to neutralize or eliminate this kind of energy, whether in your home, your office, or even a hotel room. Colors of your furniture, clothing, and accessories can also have a dramatic effect on your life. Here's a tip. If you want more harmony in your workplace, bring in something that is magenta in color. You learn what impact the traffic in front of your house has on you when it flows right to left instead of left to right. I'll teach you how to use feng shui to release old relationships, why antiques in the attic create problems, how mirrors upset your sleep, and why it is important to have a fountain in a certain place in your home. Diamond feng shui is all about how everything around us is energy and is affected by energy. I'm going to help you to manipulate the energy flowing around you, and I'm going to help you activate it to your own best benefit in ways that really work, in ways that have been passed down through thousands of years. I am very excited to share with you this incredible, valuable information, and I hope you put it to the best use possible. I'll meet you on the first recording of the Level 1 course.
This is Pete Bissonnette again. Wasn't that superb? Personal energy numbers are a vital and potent aspect of Diamond Feng Shui. Make sure you determine your personal energy number and note your best directions in all areas where you spend time, in both your home and your office, but especially in your living room and your bedroom. Try doing what Coach Wendy Greer calls post-it note feng shui. So create post-it note labels for each of your 4 good directions and affix them in that portion of each room you're going to be working with. For example, if you are a personal energy number 9, like I am, you'll have post-it notes in these areas: east for success, southeast for health, south for growth, and north for relationships. Once you have labeled the appropriate areas, you can determine what you can do in those areas to support your goals and your intentions. So, if you knew you could not fail, what would you choose to create? If there are no limits, what would you do, be, and have? Use Diamond Feng Shui to bring that to life. This course and what you will experience all week can only change your life for the positive and bring you what you desire. You simply need to show up here every day. If you can't, order the recordings that you'll hear during the Diamond Feng Shui Fest along with the manual. Just look for the upgrade link on this webpage. You can receive them as permanent downloads or on CDs that we can ship to your home. There still is time to share the Diamond Feng Shui Fest with friends, but I wouldn't dally because these sessions are best done one right after another, in order. Begin with the first and move to the second. This first session will be available until Wednesday morning at 9:30 U.S. Central Time, so feel free to have your friends go to www.diamondfengshuifest.com. That's diamondfengshuifest.com to get their free pass. In our next session, you'll learn how to use feng shui to increase your power. This will help you radiate power and confidence, attract more praise, and feel protected. You'll also learn how to increase your wisdom, leading to feelings of inspiration. You can use this to learn and remember more easily and have your ideas resonate with others. It is very important material, and this is not information you can find anywhere else. Marie Diamond is a master, and I absolutely recommend that you study every one of her sessions and implement what you learn to create balance, harmony, and good fortune in your life. And remember, about 3 o'clock U.S. Central Time every day during the Diamond Feng Shui Fest, you'll find a useful review of the day's session from our success coach, Wendy Greer. You'll find it on the Learning Strategies Facebook page. Thank you for being here. We'll be together again tomorrow in the next session, so make sure it's in your calendar now.